Hi there. Are you sure?
Hi, yes, who is this?
It's Emmanuel. I'm responding to the Deborah Barbera inquiry on a reported line. Were you looking to see if
Oh,
you can participate?
yes, sir, yes, sir.
Sure. So just to confirm here, you haven't started a claim with any other firm yet. You haven't signed anything physically or electronically, and you'd be able to attest to that. Is that correct?
That is correct. No, I have not.
Awesome. Now, was it yourself that you're looking to file on behalf of, or a family member?
No, myself.
Okay. So, were you ever diagnosed with meningioma?
Yes, sir.
Very sorry to hear that. Was it meningioma of the brain or the spine?
It was the brain.
Thank you for confirming that. And did you use the brand name Depo-Provera, not the generic, for at least a year and 4 injections prior to being diagnosed?
Yes, sir. It was the name brand.
Okay, thank you for confirming that. Roughly what date were you diagnosed?
The diagnosis, I want to say, May 6th of 2020.
Okay. 05/06/2020. And then what state are you in?
In Texas.
Texas. So you're a U.S. resident residing in the state of Texas. Does that sound right?
Yes, I'm a U.S. citizen.
Thank you for confirming that. And then, do you know anybody else that used the depot that ended up getting meningioma, or not really?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay.
It's not really something talked about, I don't think, really.
Right. No,
Yeah.
good point. And when roughly did you start using the depot?
I was 22, so I want to say it was in May, like May 12th, 2015.
May 12, 2015. Okay. And then when did you stop?
April 2020. I want to say like April 23rd. I had just turned 27.
Okay. And then will you confirm your gender for the recording?
I'm a female.
Thank you. And then I'm going to go ahead and verify the name I have for you here. First name, Aisha, Aysha. And then
Aisha,
last, I'm sorry, Aisha. And then
yes.
Johnson, Johnson. Is that right? Thank you. And then your email, I have aysharene97@gmail.com.
Yes, sir.
And then your cell phone here, 760-523-6333.
Yes, sir.
And then what would be the best mailing address for you?
I have my address is 2920, so 2920 Oak Road, OAK Road, apartment 210, so apartment 210, in Pearland, Pearland, so Pear and Land, Texas, 77584.
Perfect. Super helpful the way you said that so clearly.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're
Now,
welcome.
was the depo administered by a doctor, medical staff, or by yourself?
By a family doctor, yes.
Okay. And then roughly around how many injections would you say you had altogether? I know you used it roughly around 5 years. Usually it's 4 shots a year. So somewhere around.
Roughly in the yeah, so roughly in the 5 years, it was like 20 injections.
Okay, perfect. Thank you for confirming that. And then what was the name of the doctor that was providing the injections?
Patricia Lincoln, that's my family doctor.
Let me look
So
right
Dr.
here.
Lincoln, MD
Perfect.
Lincoln.
And that's Lincoln, right?
Yeah, like the
Like the
president.
president? Perfect. Okay. I'll put that in there. And then what was the name of the facility that you were seeing her?
Houston Methodist, it's a Clear Lake Hospital. Houston Methodist Clear Lake Hospital.
Clear Lake. Okay. Perfect. I see that here. And then let me just put in the address here. And so there was no pharmacy, right? You just got it there at the Methodist.
So it was in yeah, so she was the one to give me the depot injection.
Perfect. Thank you for reconfirming that. Let me put that in here. And then I'll just put a note. Give me one second. Now, when you were diagnosed, was it through a CT scan, an MRI, or both?
So they did the MRI and the MRI scan and a biopsy.
Okay. Let me put MRI here. And then the doctor that diagnosed you, what was their name?
That was a Dr. Westmark. I believe his first name is Richard. Dr. Richard Westmark.
Okay. And then he was the one that diagnosed and treated you, was he?
Yes.
Also at Houston Methodist or elsewhere?
No, so that one was HCA, well, Houston Healthcare in Clear Lake. So HCA, Houston Healthcare.
HCA, yep, there it is. Perfect. Let me plug that in. And let me put that address in there. And then do you know Dr. Westmark's specialty?
Neurosurgeon.
Perfect, thank you. And then did you have any prior cancer diagnosis before taking Depo or no?
No, sir.
Okay. This here. And then give me one second to copy over the info for Dr. Westmark. And then what kind of treatments were you given?
So they did microsurgery, chemotherapy, and radiation therapy.
Perfect. Let me put that in there. And then, were you hospitalized for the meningioma?
So with that, we did, let me see, I want to say it was. I was under his care for about 6 months.
Oh, wow. Okay. At the hospital?
Yeah, so at the hospital it was about four, I think, 4 days inpatient, but 6 months outpatient.
Okay, so if you were to give me the 6 month dates, what would those be roughly? Just ballpark.
Let me see. So let's see. I want to say treatment started. Let me see. Give me 1 moment. Let me see, because that was 4 days in the hospital, but the 6 months outpatient.
Actually, let me just put the dates that you were in the hospital yourself there. What dates would those be, roughly?
Let me think. So
Sure.
the
Take your time.
last day, let me see, because the last day I want to say it was around this time in 2020, so like December 7th. So I want to say May 19th, 2020 to like December 7th of 2020 was the last day of my treatment.
But which 4 days were you in the hospital?
Oh, the 4 days inpatient. So right before the outpatient. So what is it, May 19th? So like May 15th, those 4 days, and then I immediately did the outpatient
Okay.
May 19th.
So May 11th to May 15th.
Yes, and then started outpatient for 6 months.
Perfect. And then that is of 2020. So let me put 5/11 to 5/15 of 20, and then either yourself or the medical professional or the facility would have medical records that they can set electronically. Would that be the case?
Yes. Yes,
Okay.
sir.
And
Yes,
we're
sir.
just about done here. Two more sections. This next one just asks, pardon me, if you would like to put an emergency contact in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue the case for your loved ones, and typically they'll only be contacted if we're unable to get a hold of you for an extended period. Do you want to put an emergency contact or not really?
No, because hopefully nothing happens to me.
Let's hope not. Absolutely. Okay. And then the last section is just going to be for the HIPAA medical compliance section. What is your date of birth?
April 10th, 1993.
1983, and then social?
My social 615-64-6394.
Okay, I'm going to send you an automated text message and email from DocuSign for a quick e-signature. I won't be able to see what's on your screen, so if you're not sure what to tap, just read out what you see, and then I'll do my best to try and guide you on where to click next. But that should be coming your way any second now. It does show sent.
Is it Emmanuel from Mass? Oh, okay. Do I just click on a text message?
Yep. You'll see me in an orange tie.
It just says, oh, do you agree to receive future MS messages? So I put yes.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Continue. Do you recognize this email? I'll say just yes. Okay. So Emmanuel and then your last name, L.
Yep. Moscano.
Okay. It already has. Okay. There it goes. Let me sign in.
And I hear vibrating. It sounds like you completed it. Yep, so you're all set for now. In about a week or so, a slight delay because of the holidays, but the firm will reach out to you directly. They want to introduce themselves, say hello, and then they want to double check the work that I sent, make sure there's no clerical errors or anything like that. So they'll, even though their call will be shorter than ours, it'll probably be a more important call just because they won't put you in their system fully until they reconfirm everything for accuracy's sake. But you're all set for now. It's just the start of the week, the holiday right around the corner. So Merry Christmas.
Thank you. You too. Happy holidays.
Bye.
Bye-bye.